Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House was in session this week and dealing with some legislation that will help to make sure that students who have allergies can actually get treatment from school personnel without the school personnel worrying about the legal repercussions of it. What's going on here?
Well, this was legislation that was signed into law recently. We ran this bill just about a month ago in the House. But this helps to ensure the health and safety of students who suffer from severe allergic reactions. This is Act 2 of 2017, providing civil immunity to school bus drivers and crossing guards who administer an epinephrine auto-injector, or what we commonly refer to as an EpiPen. Now, there is certain training and policies that have to be put in place by the school district to allow for this to happen. It's not a mandate to school districts or school bus companies at all. But what it does is it provides a level of civil and legal protection to those school districts and busing companies that put policies like this into place. The new law will take effect before the beginning of the 2017-2018 school year.
Also, there's been a lot of talk about Lyme disease in Pennsylvania. I understand that the House acted recently on some legislation that may help to ensure people get better insurance coverage when it comes to treatment. What's going on?
Well, this is the one that affects my district, I think, a great deal because we love the outdoors. We love rural southwestern Pennsylvania. And if you're walking around outside, this is a year when you're going to see ticks time and time again. The Pennsylvania House this week took action on legislation to help provide improved treatment programs for the growing number of Lyme disease patients in our state. Over the course of the past 6 years, Pennsylvania has ranked highest in the country among states in the number of confirmed cases of Lyme disease, with 12,200 cases reported in 2016. So on Tuesday, we had a bill which would require health insurers to cover treatment plans for Lyme disease or related tick-borne illnesses as prescribed by a patient's medical practitioner, regardless if the treatment plan includes short-term or long-term antibiotic treatments.
And there's a special day coming up this holiday weekend that will allow people to get out and enjoy the great outdoors and maybe do some fishing. What's going on here?
This Sunday, May 28th, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission will host a Fish for Free Day to allow anyone, resident or non-resident, to legally fish on all Pennsylvania waterways. No license is required, but all other fishing regulations are still going to apply. This is the first of two dates set by the PFBC to enhance fishing opportunities. The next day to keep in mind is Independence Day, Tuesday, July 4th. This is a great way to expose the next generation of anglers to the outdoors.
And of course, this holiday weekend is a remembrance of those who have served their country and given the ultimate sacrifice. Give us a little background here.
Well, it absolutely is. Monday, May 29th is Memorial Day, a day honoring the men and women who've sacrificed their lives serving in our nation's military, formerly known as Decoration Day. It was first enacted to honor Union and Confederate soldiers following the American Civil War and was extended after World War I to honor Americans who have died in all wars. This weekend, please consider joining veterans and your fellow citizens at Memorial Day ceremonies and events around the community. If you're looking for more information on Memorial Day and its history, visit the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs website at www.va.gov and look for information on Veterans Day and other national observances in the Media Room pull-down menu.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Dowling.